Hello, and welcome to episode 81 of Design Curious Podcast. I'm your host and mentor, Rebecca Ward. Today on the podcast, we're talking about interior design styles, and I have a fun quiz for you to take. I've had it for a long time. This is a quiz that I take my clients through, and I kind of talk about a lot more in the episode. But if you're curious right now, you can go ahead and scroll down and take that quiz. You can also go to my website, rwarddesign.com, and it will pop up there and you can take the style quiz and find out what your interior design style is. And then once you do, like I mentioned in the episode, I have a lot of supplemental resources for you to learn a little bit more about each style. I have a Pinterest board that correlates with each style visually, so you can explore it a lot more. And then I also have some videos on YouTube that I talk about it in a little more detail as well. So you can go ahead and find that link below. And then also I have downloads if you're interested in the career of interior design and you want to know how to get started, you might want to work with me in My Design Mentor. This is a one-on-one online platform where I can help you whatever you need to get your career going, whether you're a student, whether you're switching careers or a design enthusiast, just wanting to see what the career is all about, then you will want to get into My Design Mentor and work with me there. And then I also have a lot of other downloads for you, so go check that out. And now let's talk a little bit more about the 12 design styles that I've identified for you. You're now listening to Design Curious, a place where you, creative one, are here to learn about what it really is like to be an interior designer. And I'm your host and mentor, Rebecca Ward. If you're worried about how to succeed in a creative career, if you're ready to learn your next steps to become an interior designer, and if you want the satisfaction of doing something you love every day, you are in the right place. Grab a coffee, a notebook, and let's dig into today's episode. So several years ago, my team and I came up with a style quiz because, first of all, we were trying to look for a lead magnet that would work for getting clients to be interested in coming to our site and just finding a little bit more about us. And everybody loves to take a quiz, right? I've talked before about the personality quizzes, and I'm always in for a good quiz. And so also, though, as a tool for working with our clients, and I may have mentioned this before, as part of our client intake process in our initial consultation, we take them through a quiz. So first, when they are reaching out to us and fill out a form, they are shared a link that they can go and take this quiz online, and then they'll answer about 14 questions, and then they can go and figure out what is their design style. Now, this quiz is available for anyone who is interested, so you can go right now and click on the link that we'll have in the show notes or go to my website. A little pop-up will say, take our style quiz, and you can go and find out your interior design style quiz there, because I know that some people listening are not actually interested in the career of interior design. They're just listening for the fun of it. You might already be a seasoned designer. You might be just a design enthusiast listening. And so this is always a fun thing to take and just test it and see if it comes out true. So before we had it in an online platform, we would have it as a download, like a PDF download. So you would get a pen and paper and write down the answers to your questions for these 14 questions. So we have on each question, like up to 12 different answers that you can choose from. And so you'd be writing down what your answer was as you're going through and then tally them up and see whatever the letter you answered the most of was what your design style was. And when we did it in the PDF form, I often would prefer to know what your top two was, because I think everybody's a little bit of a blend of different design styles. Almost no one is 100% in one category. So we haven't been able to find a way for the online quiz to be able to give you your top two results. It just gives you your top, number one, top result. But you can take it twice. So you could go through and take it again and try to do some different answers and see what comes up. Many people have done that and it's kind of fun. So let me talk a little bit about the 12 different styles that I have. I'm going to name them first and then we'll go through and talk about each one a little more in detail. And it's just kind of the point of this episode is to get you familiar with all the different styles, regardless if you're, you know, where you're at in your design story. And so it's great knowledge to understand. Even if you're, you know, watching TV and looking at design sets and things like that, you could be able to recognize once you start learning this vocabulary about the styles. And then if you're interested in design history, the history of architecture, history of design, then a lot of this will come into play as well, because you'll see influences from all over the world come into our design history there. The other way that we take our clients through these design styles is, like I said, in our initial consultation with them. So I have a version of this quiz, which is different. It's all visual on my iPad that I bring to the consultation. And I show them 12 different visual styles of the ones that we've identified. And then there's just a number next to each picture. And I tell them to call out the numbers of the pictures that they would like to spend time in. Like if it's a room, not necessarily that they want to create that in their own house, but they wouldn't mind spending time in that room, or they're excited by it, or they definitely hate it, or what. Like, we want to get feedback, because picture is worth 1,000 words, right? So I had them look at these 12 styles and let me know which one they like. And then we'd write those numbers down as they're going through. And then we follow up with a deeper dive into each of those categories. So we have another sheet of images just in that specific design style that they can go through and say, oh yes, this is what I like about this style, this is what I don't like about this style, and really hone in on what it is that is their style so that we can design it for them. Okay, so enough ado. Let me talk about the 12 styles that we have identified. Of course, there could be more categories. These are just, we found that 12 was an easy number to work with for us. So the first one we have is traditional style. Then we have cottage. Third is transitional. Fourth is Zen. Fifth is Scandinavian. Sixth is industrial. Seven is Spanish. Eight is country. Nine is bohemian. 10 is mid-century modern. 11 is contemporary. And 12 is glam. If you go to our website on the about page, and you'll see each of the people that work in my firm, including myself. And then on that, we'll have our style quiz results. We each have two results. So mine is contemporary Zen. I think that's very accurate. I've mentioned before that my husband is not contemporary Zen. He's probably more industrial, mid-century modern, maybe transitional. I know for sure he's industrial. He likes kind of the rustic elements. So then once our clients have identified their styles that they like out of the 12 that we show them, we talk a little bit more in depth about what they're looking at. So we'll say the traditional style definitely comes from European classical influence. There's a lot of scrolling on the woodwork, a lot of ornate detail. It's a lot more formal typically. And to be honest, my firm does not do a lot of traditional style. And if we do, it's usually a much more cleaned up look, verging on transitional. Okay, so the second one we have is cottage. In cottage, we identify that as more of the seaside, easy breezy look, a lot of natural fibers, light and airy spaces with a lot of blue accent tones. So coastal vibes here, but cottage, coastal cottage, you know. Transitional is a mix between contemporary, which is super clean and streamlined, and traditional. So it'll be right in the middle. And the number one result for all of our style quizzes that people take online is transitional. So most people fall into this category. It's a very comfortable place to be because it's not too stark, too cold, and it's not too formal. But it does definitely have a sophistication about it that I think people like and are drawn to. And it's something that we can easily design in because we like it a lot. And so a lot of the retailers, Williams Sonoma, places like that, like kind of lean into that transitional style because it appeals to a lot of people. Our fourth style is Zen, what we're calling Zen, and it has definitely Eastern Asian type of influences. So a lot of Japanese style furniture. So things that are low to the ground, very simple, natural fibers. If we wanted a Zen bathroom, it'd look very much like what they do in spas. So all those natural pebbles and water features that might go into making a place just feel zen. And so sometimes people want their homes to feel like that. And so that is a fun, that's my secondary style. I like that a lot. I could live in a spa probably. I just love that feeling of relaxation. The fifth style is Scandinavian, and of course, it's obviously where it gets its roots from. The stripped down version of it would be IKEA. There's a lot of white furniture, a lot of blonde wood furniture, not too much color, very light and airy, but also very simple and minimalist, I would say. Then we get into number six, which is industrial. So industrial is going to use a lot of rustic elements like I talked about before, a lot of metals, a lot of raw materials, concrete, corrugated metals, copper. You're going to see the divots and mechanics of a lot of plumbing. It's going to be exposed, wires exposed, ceilings, kind of like a loft living a little bit. And this usually does appeal to, if we're going to be generalized about it, a lot more men are drawn to this kind of rustic feature. Spanish, we get a lot of in California, and so that's one of the top four answers on our quiz. That Santa Barbara look, I would say, is just the quintessential Spanish that we deal with a lot, although I do put into this category Mediterranean, Tuscan. You know, 20 years ago when Tuscan was huge, then that would have been in this category as well. But I like to lean into more of the Santa Barbara look. So it has a lot of the white walls with Spanish tiles and some intricate Spanish rugs. But then everything else is kind of black iron and clean and just kind of looks a little more Californian, in my opinion. Number eight is the country. So we mix a lot into country. So this is where farmhouse would be, shabby chic, Americana. We don't actually do a lot of that, although modern farmhouse is really popular in our area. There are other firms that do it extremely well. And so a lot of our clientele do not ask for modern farmhouse. But farmhouse in and of itself would be in this category. And then shabby chic just makes me smile because I remember when I was first starting out my business, I felt like shabby chic was really having a heyday. And all of that rustic furniture that was, you know, the paint chipping off and found items that you want, just, you know, there's a lot of farmhouse. And this was before really Chip and Joanna came on the scene and made farmhouse popular. I think shabby chic was a precursor to that. But shabby chic definitely has a lot more lace and a little more traditional vibes to it. But it is a fun category to explore. And then Americana is something that I almost never have seen here in Sacramento on the West Coast. I would imagine that you see more of it on the East Coast, but that would be in this category as well. Nine is our Bohemian. And so this also can be kind of loft living. It's a very curated, cultured look. There's usually a lot of green plants, a lot of cultural influences. So you might have things from India and Asia and Africa kind of all come together in the artwork and textures and rugs, and everything's layered. It's more of a maximalist look, and it can be a lot of fun, but again, it's not one of the top ones that we do in our styles. Mid-century modern is one that we do as well, and I don't think it really requires much explanation. It calls from the 1950s and 60s. Of the modern look, tapered legs, walnut, very tailored looking upholstery, geometric art, gold and brass fixtures. It is quite popular in this area, and we have done a few of those as well. Contemporary is one of our top choices as well. So this is, you know, people often will interchange modern with this style, contemporary, and it's very clean line if you want like glass and steel look, almost that meets Van der Rohe or all of the old architects from the 20s, that would fit in here. But you're going to have very sleek, very sophisticated, a lot of monochromatic tones, a lot of blacks and grays, darker colors with whites, but it's just going to be simple, minimalist. And then the last one is glam. I think I used to be a lot more glam than I am now. But I do really appreciate some good glam. And so that will be a lot of mixed metals, crystals, things that are just loud and sparkly and shiny, maybe a lot of furry and fuzzy textures as well, velvets and faux furs, tufted sofas. It could be Hollywood Regency in this category, so that's a lot of fun as well. You could have, again, some of the art deco and things like that. So glam is a lot of fun to explore and definitely one of those more historic styles that you can get into. So those are the 12 styles that we show everybody. And like I said, most people go for cottage, transitional, contemporary, and Spanish in our clientele. But that's kind of a rundown of all the design styles. Now, when you get your result, there'll be a link to our Pinterest boards. We've created boards for each one of these styles that really explore it in more visual detail. And then you can decide if that style is the right one for you, if you're a blend of a couple of them. So if you haven't already, go ahead and take the design style quiz that I have. It's a lot of fun. It takes, 2 to 4 minutes, depending on how long you take to decide. There's a lot of choices you have to make. So sometimes it's hard to narrow down, but you can pick your top three. So as you're going through and you're like, I can't decide between these two, then just pick them both. It's a lot of fun and I would love to know your results. So DM me on Instagram and let me know what style you are. It's a lot of fun for me to hear what other people get. And if there's a design style that you really like that maybe I didn't even identify here, then please let me know. I'd love to hear more about that. Okay, that's all I have for you today. Next week, I will have another great interview for you. And until then, stay creative. Thanks for listening. If you love this episode, please leave a rating and a review. This helps me reach other curious creatives like you. If you have a topic request or would like to contact me, simply head over to my website, rwarddesign.com, or email me at podcast@rwarddesign.com.